311.
Good day and welcome to the 311 radio show. I am your host for today's program, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor. And of course, as usual, it's a pleasure to have you here with us for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes, that seems to go more like 3 minutes, but yes, happy to have you here for the next 30 minutes as we speak about everything fire and life safety related. Once again, hope you're having a wonderful Sunday and you're ready and raring to go for the week ahead. And yes, we are almost out of the month of May. I just felt like the other day I was speaking about May opening and what a beautiful month it is. And now we are actually saying goodbye to it. So the time is definitely flying, as we would normally say here on the show. And we'll be soon welcoming the month of June. And hopefully June, some rains will come in, because we know it's been extremely hot outside. We welcome those showers that we had recently in the past few days. And we welcome some more as well. So definitely happy to have you here on today's show. So I just want to start off on a safety note. This is more even road safety, you know. Not so much fire safety, but road safety. But everything is related at the end of the day. We're still seeing too many people driving around with what we call unbelted children, okay, in the vehicles. So you're driving, you as the adult, you have on your seatbelt, you're following the law to make sure that you're not on the outside or on the fringes of the laws of Barbados. But you are allowing your little ones, the ones that you call precious. Sometimes what I see leads me to think otherwise. But yes, your precious little ones that you allow to stand between the two front seats of the vehicle, unrestrained, as we said, unbelted, or you can actually see them moving around at the back of the vehicle once you are driving behind them. And sometimes these kids are actually walking on the back seat, you know, they're moving around, they're playing, whatever they're doing. And sometimes you understand their innocence, because sometimes they actually look through the back glass and they may shake at you or smile at you, something to that effect. And they have no idea the danger that they're in, because all it takes is for that parent, that guardian, auntie, whoever, to have to break suddenly. Okay. Or someone actually runs into the back of that vehicle, and that child now becomes a missile, basically. And there's no telling where that child will end up. They may bounce around inside the vehicle. You know, they may end up, depending on if the force is that impactful, they may actually be ejected from the vehicle. Okay, so we're really making an appeal to parents, guardians, friends, family, whoever. Please, please make sure that once you have your little ones traveling with you in your vehicle, please make sure that they are restrained. Okay, you as the adult, you're the one setting the example. So, you know, make it fun for them. Make it a game. Now, you know, if you want to be like me, put on your seatbelt, do something. But please make sure that the children understand it's for their safety. Okay, they can't be making those sort of decisions for themselves. I'm sorry. Because at that age, let's say 4, 5, 7, 8, whatever the age may be, they need to understand the seriousness of road safety, and that those seat belts are actually there for their safety and to keep them inside that vehicle if something unfortunate had to happen. Okay, so just really want you all out there to be vigilant. And I wouldn't so much tell you to say something to someone if you had to see it happen, because trust me, sometimes they think the only thing that saves us sometimes from abuse, or as we say, a tongue lashing or cussing, as we would say, is that we are actually in uniform and most of the time inside our fire service vehicle. So you think that gives people a little pause if they want to say something, but you can see it written all over their faces when they look around. And we actually tell them about what they're doing. You know, you can actually see the anger in their faces and stuff like that. They actually really want to tell you something when you're actually protecting them and their children from harm. Because at the end of the day, it will be seen for a service who unfortunately may have to respond to an accident that you're involved in, where you and your child or your children or your nieces or nephews may be involved in, and it may be too late then. Okay, so to avoid all that, to avoid the heartbreak, to avoid the pain, and whatever else, just make sure that you restrain your children as you're traveling around in your vehicle. So that's one. On the next note, just want to remind business owners again that as long as you've had your inspection and you give us, let's say, about 57 business days, and you can give us a call at 535-7829-3031-32 or 33. So once again, that's 535-7829-3031-32 or 33, and just call and find out what is going on with your certificate. Because at the end of the day, we also want you to be on the register of the law and make sure that your certificate is posted where it can be seen inside your business. Okay, so thank you for listening to those few pieces that I had for you before we actually get into, I don't really want to say the meat, but on the other section of the show today. So we have, before I actually get there, crop over is coming up. So there are some places, I think, as soon as next week that may be having shows. So we just want to remind these persons as well, once you have basically settled on your venue, you know you're going to be having, let's say, a series of events at that venue, you have to apply for your place of public entertainment license, basically, from us. Of course, you will have other licenses that you will have to get from different governing bodies. But for sure, you have to apply for your place of public entertainment for a safety certificate from us. Okay. And of course, you can go to our website, fireservice.gov.bb. That's fireservice.gov.bb. You're going to see that nice big tab mark inspection. Just click on that, fill the form. As soon as you get to the top of the form, you'll actually see some Inmark business reference number. You don't have to fill in that. That'll be taken care of by their date. So just go ahead and fill in all the other relevant information, address, contact numbers, also the location of the place, everything like that. And then someone will come up to you and do that inspection for you so you can have your certificate of compliance. And that basically covers you as per normal as our other certificates for 1 year. And just you might as well snowball from that and go on to our vendors. Remember that if you plan on selling, food for a crop over or any other events coming up for the summer, that you should apply for your burn permit. Okay, you should apply for your burn permit so that you can be allowed to use that open flame, especially those people who are selling commercially, selling food for commercial gain. So for sure, you need to get your burn permits in. We have been having a bit of an issue with the other burn permits, and these are for people who just want to burn off a plot of land. We'll be having issues with coverage and stuff like that. We are working to alleviate those issues, and we will be distributing those burn permits as soon as possible. So just be a little more patient with us, I ask, as we get some of those issues ironed out with the other burn permits that's pertaining to persons who want to clear lots, and especially with coverage and stuff like that. Okay, so of course, you know me, I like the statistics. So, of course, I'd like to keep you up to date with what is going on in the country, especially pertains to fires. Coming from January, from January, we had 60 recorded fires. We jumped from 60 to 122 in February. And then from February to March, I call March the hot month, we went to 323. Fires in total, and then we came back down to 247 fires for for that is April. So yes, that's 247 in April. And so far from May, we are at 151 fires. So once again, January, 60 as a total for the month. February, 122. March, 323. April, 247. And so far for the year, that's so far for May, sorry, that's May 1st up to the 25th. We had 151 fires. So in total, for January 1st to May 25th, we have recorded 906 fires. So that's 906 fires that the fire service has responded to. And that is compared to 939 total for 2022. Getting my numbers mixed up. So good. So once again, so for the entire year of 2022, we would have responded to 939 fires. And so far for the year, we've responded to 906 fires. Okay, so as I said, we are basically heading into June now, half of the year, and we are almost to our total for 2022, which was 939. And we're now at 906. So if we had to compare May from January 1st to May 25th this year, which I said is 906, compared to 2022, we would have only recorded 608 fires. Of course, 608 fires is still a lot of fires. So not to say that you know, last year wasn't still too many, right? But for sure, we have jumped significantly from 608 last year to 906. And that is between January 1st and May 25th. So that is a significant move in terms of numbers for our fires for the first 5 months of the year, basically. Once again, we keep appealing to Barbadians to desist from the indiscriminate burning. Still, we're getting calls daily from people who are complaining about their neighbors burning rubbish and about people just burning open lots. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to say it, since we can feel it if we're on a stuck record. But basically, we will come Sunday after Sunday, and not only on Sundays, but every day that we put on our uniforms and even out of uniform, because, you know, there's always that saying that people like fire officers and the police, that we're never off duty. So we still move with that mentality that even when we are off and we see something that can turn into a safety issue, that we still tend to say something about it, or we take note of it and may mention it either here on the show or we deal with it internally. So definitely, we still want to push the issue of burning indiscriminately. As I said at the start of the show, outside has been extremely hot, and it may be extremely hot. I'm scared to think what full summer will feel like, because we're still May into June. But yes, I'm scared to think of what July and August will actually feel like as we approach those months. But yes, I'll say it's extremely hot. And some days we are getting some very, very, very high winds. So it will not take much for fire spread to occur. And as we know, once the grass is dry, that fire is going to spread quickly. And of course, if it is close to homes, then it's not going to take that long to actually spread to home or homes nearby. Okay, so just please desist from the indiscriminate burning. As I said, there are ways to get rid of your rubbish. There are ways to clear lots that we have been advocating. I know people like to take the easy way out, but sometimes the easy way out or shortcuts can actually hurt you in the long run or hurt other people, unfortunately, in the long run. So just remember to be safe out there and just try to cut out the burning altogether. I know it seems to be something cultural, but culture can change at the end of the day. And that is one culture that we are trying our best to change. And that is to get people out of the burn mentality, where we need to burn things and feel some sort of, I don't know, if they get a satisfaction from from smelling the smoke or seeing the flames or something like that. But we're hoping to actually, you know, change that culture here in Barbados. So just to give you an idea of how the fires were distributed throughout the 11 parishes. So for sure, unfortunately, St. Philip is still leading in this race with 193 fires reported in St. Philip, and that ranges from, as I said, grass, rubbish, house, gas leaks. So basically, we have an entire list of all the responses that we go to. And it says a whole range of responses: electrical fires, vehicle fires. It could be raccoons. It could be so many different things. Rescues, animal rescues. So we have an entire list, and basically, when we make our tally, then it gives us a total basically for the day, for the week, for the month, and then we can come and give you those numbers here. So basically, from January 1st to May 25th, St. Philip would have recorded 193 fires. Christchurch, who actually took over from St. Philip this year, because it's normally St. Philip leading in the fires. Christchurch with 215. So that's Christchurch with 215 recorded fires. St. Philip, 193. St. Michael, 235. St. Lucie, 61. St. Thomas, 62. St. Peter, 57. St. John, 118. St. Joseph, 18. St. Andrew, 23. And I think that is it. So yeah, so the front runners, St. Michael with 235, Christchurch with 215, St. Philip with 193, St. John with 118, and St. George with 108. So that's the total amount of fires that we've had in those particular parishes for the year so far. But definitely in terms of the house fires, we actually have St. Michael and Christchurch. They're actually tied at 7 house fires apiece. Okay, and then we have St. Philip with 5. St. James and St. Peter have 4 each. And then the others are basically 2 and 1 with the other share between the other parishes. The only parish we're seeing so far through our stats that has not had a house fire is St. John. So we want to encourage the people of St. John to keep up the good work, keep up your fire safety practices, and make sure that you do not get on this list. And we're also hoping that this house fire list will not increase. So for the year today, we have 34 house fires, and that is up from 23 for the same period, 2022. Okay, so January 1st to May 25th this year, we are at 34 house fires, and that is compared to 23 house fires for the corresponding period or the same period for last year. So definitely, once again, a big jump, similar to the jump from the 608 total fires to 906 for the year to date, and that the house fires definitely have made a big jump as well, going from 23 to 34. And of course, as I said, I would love it that they stay at 34 for the rest of the year, and we do not add to that. Unfortunately, we cannot subtract. What has happened already has happened. And of course, we are all always sorry for when people lose their homes and their possessions to house fires. And of course, unfortunately, this year we had people who would have lost their lives also due to house fires. So definitely, as I always say, one house fire, one too many, one life loss to a house fire, once again, for sure, one too many, because we can, as I normally say, replace the home, replace the vehicle, replace possessions, but you cannot replace a person. So that has been a pretty hard one for us in terms of knowing that we would have lost people to house fires this year. So we're definitely urging people to be careful. From some things I've been hearing, it seems as if people have become a bit complacent. And I'm not speaking now to any of the house fires that, that I just mentioned, the 34 house fires that have happened this year, nothing connected to those house fires, because normally we would not speak to house, any of the, how should we put it, ongoing investigations or anything like that, or inquiries into our house fires that are current. So this is just generally speaking, from speaking to people sometimes in the community, it seems that people have become a bit complacent. You know, you hear more people saying, unfortunately, I left home the other day and I left my stove on. Or I left home and left my oven on. For those people who are still good with their neighbors, people said they had to call their neighbors to go and unplug their irons for them, or unplug, you know, an appliance or a fan that they left on in the bedroom spinning. Okay, so I just want people to slow down. Just slow down a bit. I know traffic can be horrible. I, for one, I hate being in traffic, but still, I want to slow down. Take a moment and, you know, do that checklist. Make sure you've unplugged your iron, any of your fans, anything that you know can easily overheat. You know, sometimes we think that because something may be new or you know that you've had it for a while, but not too long, that it should still be good. But please know that anything electrical, anything can go wrong at any time. You could buy a new fridge today, and you go to plug it to plug in the fridge, and next two tools, you know, the fridge is gone bum, gone dead. So don't take any chances with these electrical appliances. Please, as we normally say, the only thing that you do not need to unplug is your refrigerator. Anything else you can unplug or turn off the words are escaping me. I don't want to say breaker, but turn off your, it'll come back to me. what we call your UPS or your surge protector, right? So thank you. Thank you, Brian, for reminding me. You can turn off your surge protector, if anything, just to make sure that everything is going well. Well, yes, to make sure that everything is going well. Let's gather my thoughts again. So do that checklist and make sure that everything is well before you leave home, just to make sure that, you know, you don't get those phone calls. As people say, they get the phone calls sometimes, and then to hear that something has gone wrong. And actually, I meant to say turn off those strips, not your surge protectors, because your surge protectors actually protect your appliances. If there is an electrical surge, you know, during the day, the surge protectors, once it is a surge protector, not a strip, your surge protectors should protect your appliances, so they don't become damaged or anything like that. You have to go shopping fresh again. But definitely, if you have those, just have those strips in, you want to make sure that you unplug them from the wall and have them turned off. So my apologies for that. Is your surge protector that you need to, you can leave that plugged in, because like I said, as a buffer, basically for your appliances, if there is a surge in electricity during the day. So definitely, I meant to say those strips that people buy, obviously people buy them a lot because they're cheaper, but they don't necessarily offer you any protection in terms of any surges or anything like that may happen throughout the day. All they basically do is afford you extra outlets that you can plug other things into. Okay, so definitely, if you're leaving home, unplug those strips to make sure that you don't have any issues later on, because sometimes those strips, like I said, they're cheap. They don't do much in terms of protection. And of course, they can lead to fire if there's a surge. Then you maybe have a little overloader or something going on. Then you have an issue. Okay. So, as I mentioned, let's go on now to the grass fires. So for sure, St. Philip, 132 grass fires, followed by Christchurch, 103. And then St. John at 67. Those are the front runners for the Grass Fires. St. Philip, 132. Christchurch, 103. And St. John, 67. So, you know, as I mentioned before, it's just to find other ways. Find other ways. There's no reason why one parish should have 132 grass fires, and we are not even halfway through the year yet. So clearly something is going wrong somewhere, but we are definitely working hard to spread the message, and that is something that I don't want to talk too much about, because Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers, he'll be the one to come and mention all that has been happening, all that is happening currently with some projects that we're looking at. But we are definitely on the road to having a bigger footprint, as we will say, on different social media platforms across the country. And of course, even going beyond, going regionally, internationally, hopefully, because, you know, if someone somewhere else can see a tip from us, or see an ad from us, or escape. So I'm giving away some little things here. So if anyone can, you know, anywhere in the world can see any of these things that we produce, and it can save a life or save property, then we are definitely doing our job. But of course, you know, I'd like to call you, my family here on VOB. You are all our deputy fire and life safety officers. So everything that you hear here, you know, you can go and spread the word around and make sure that you keep someone else safe as well. And we appreciate all the support that you normally give to us. So just to wrap up, as I said, lots of events coming up. For your promoters, make sure that you get your public entertainment licenses started, so that you can have your events hassle-free. And of course, for those who will be attending these events, please have a designated driver. Of course, we will be probably having a show on drinking and driving. We'll probably invite someone from NCSA to come in and have a chat with you and talk about alcohol and its effects, and, you know, how it can impair your ability to drive and operate your vehicle. So definitely, you know, we're not telling people not to have fun, but of course, have fun responsibly. Even the alcohol makers. So you'll watch these advertisements, and the makers of the beer or the brandy or the gin or whatever, they tell you to drink responsibly. Okay, so it's just follow the advice of even the people who are making money from these things. They're still trying to keep you as safe as possible. But definitely, as you go out, as things start again to swing, as I said, some people are even looking at starting as soon as next week in terms of their activities. So definitely, as you go around, you may be going to these parties, these functions, make sure you have a designated driver if you plan to drink. Okay, so that, you know, we don't want to go from less house fires or less grass fires, no, to more accidents. Okay, so we just want to keep everyone safe, and want everyone to enjoy themselves, yes, but also to be safe in doing it. So that's it for me from this week once again. The time is ticking away, but I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of the show today. Of course, fire prevention is our intention here at the Barbados Fire Service, but you know what to say. Is to ask you all to take care of each other and take care of yourself. Good night.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.